I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Some collaborations make so much sense you wonder how they took so long to happen in the first place. In the case of Camilo Lara and Eblis Álvarez, their recent collaboration took either a decade to make or a few days. Lara, who is better known as Mexican Institute of Sound, has spent the better part of two decades reinventing Mexican popular music, mixing cumbia, mariachi, electronic music, hip-hop, and whatever else catches his imagination. Colombian composer Eblis Álvarez, the creative force behind Meridian Brothers, has built an equally singular body of work, filtering Colombian traditions through psychedelia, avant-garde composition, and a healthy dose of humor. The two have known each other for years. They'd almost collaborated once before, and they finally got together for a week in Mexico City to make a record called Ruido Tovar. It's a celebration of the Mexican pop and cumbia icon Rigo Tovar, and of the long conversation between Colombian and Mexican musical traditions. Álvarez explained the way cumbia has traveled through Latin America.
Cumbia is perceived very differently from Colombia and from Mexico. In Colombia, it's kind of perceived right now as a national rhythm. It was mostly because of the success outside Colombia. You don't listen like a cumbia very often, like in a normal radio. A good thing can be also compared what was cumbia at the end of the 19th century and then how it entered the 20th century. It was described as a very simple rhythm with a dance. It was also danced mostly by Indians, but also it was a kind of a call to the African. And then there were some masters in Colombia that absorbed the culture of jazz. They used cumbia and make arrangements such like a big band. Then modernity penetrated this traditional rhythm. So cumbia entered the 21st century with computers, sequencers, samplers, and again, rebuild the thing into modernity.
Cumbia has survived by absorbing new ideas, new technology, new sounds, new approaches. It also survived because musicians kept believing in it and playing it, even when so much of the culture had moved on. Camilo Lara was one of those musicians.
I mean, we fight for cumbia and cumbia won. At least when I was DJing back in the 90s, I was playing traditional cumbia music or tropical music, and people threw bottles at me, and it was not well perceived. It was kind of not cool. I think over the years, it's been a process, and many things that happened that made cumbia back in a different shape. I don't know if I'm responsible, but I was there, and Eblis was there.
Although their musical and personal dynamic is comfortable and easy, the two musicians work very differently. Álvarez is a classically trained multi-instrumentalist, while Lara is a self-taught producer who came up through DJ culture. Those differences also shape the way they think about the past. For Álvarez, it's everything.
I just listen to very old music all the time. Like, it's about nostalgia another time.
For Lara, it's a bit more complicated.
I kind of have a difficult relation with nostalgia. It's more about music that you're related to. That doesn't matter if it's made today or 100 years ago. I'm not melancholic about the past. I think culture should be alive and healthy.
One artist embraces nostalgia. The other resists the idea. And yet, somehow, they arrive in exactly the same place. Meridian Brothers and Mexican Institute of Sound bring Ruido Tovar to Lincoln Center's Summer in the City this Thursday. You can hear my full conversation with Camilo Lara and Eblis Álvarez at WBGO.org. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.